big rocks and all that sort of thing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. Hello, Cleveland. All right. Go on.
What was that?
That's me rehearsing for my big intro. Gig.
The gig. That's
the gig
why
everyone's
we're here.
Talking about.
You can hear the excitement in my voice.
Oh, wow. So yeah. What are you going to do? Just amble on?
Well, I don't even know. I've not been shown a contract as yet. I don't know what I'm required to do. You know me, Mick. If it's in the contract, the four corners of that contract are what I abide by.
Well, as so you know
if
me,
if the contract says, come on in a flamboyant manner, I will do. Well, if the contract does not specify that, then I probably won't.
Well, as you know, John, I got all my management training from Don Arden.
Yeah.
So
he didn't work on a particularly contractual basis.
Well, there was a contract. Yeah. It would obviously be in Don's safe.
It was very one-sided.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And the contract was basically, you know, do whatever Don says.
Yeah, yeah. It was a bit like the old, his partial namesake, Don King. You just sign this blank bit of paper and we'll fill in the rest later.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
That's standard practice in the industry.
So when I came in, you said, oh, could you just sign an autograph for my friend who lives up the road? They really like you.
That's right. That's a good idea. Yeah, I got a few more autographs for you to sign, actually.
Yeah. So let's tell the readers what we're talking about.
Yes. We are talking about, I mean, we've mentioned it once
or twice.
Well,
yeah, you went off a bit early, so as Linda sometimes says.
No.
You went off a bit early.
No.
A few pods ago, saying we were going to give you the full live experience.
Yes, that's right, and we're here.
As your chum, Doc McGee's Charges Kiss say, you wanted the best, you've got the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Or as we say, you wanted the rest, you've got the rest.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, the dregs.
You wanted the dregs.
But here we go. Look, the whole point of this is to be informative. So,
yes.
The date.
Yes.
Tell us the date.
Okay, first of all, the date.
Is
December the 12th.
December the 12th, which is a
Tuesday in December.
A Tuesday in December. The venue.
West Hampstead Arts Club in West Hampstead, London. Mill Lane, I think.
Google. Look it up. West Hampstead Arts Club. Tuesday the 12th of December. What time, Mick?
7 a.m. sharp.
7 p.m.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry, 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
I'm glad you spotted that. 7 deliberate. P.m. That's what you call, what do you call it? You know, a smokestack or something that I threw in to see if you were paying attention.
Oh, okay, yeah.
7 p.m. sharp.
7 p.m. sharp. Doors open at probably 6, probably half 5. Open at 6. Got to open at 6 if
just
we're on
fucking
at 7.
Be there by 7.
Yeah,
come
be
what
in
may.
Your seat by 7 if
that's
you
right.
If you can get a
if
seat.
If you can get a because, ticket.
Yeah, because there's been a pre-sale, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
We will. Now, actually, this is an important point. You're talking about the times. 9 p.m. is the absolute cutoff.
Yeah, latest.
And it's been drilled into me by the promote far more than what time should you be there? What time should you fuck off?
What time should you not be there?
Should you never be there? Because he explained, no, I'm not quite sure I understand this part, John, but
you don't need
he
to
was
understand.
Saying,
it's not your job to understand.
Well,
I'm
trying to explain to the
it's
readers.
It's just like Axl Rose. You have to be off at a certain time. That's what time you have to be off. If you're in the middle of November rain, no one cares. If you're in the middle of reading out something from one of your books, no one cares.
Oh.
9 o'clock, that's we're good. Off.
Yeah.
Off ski.
Yes. No, but I'm telling you why.
You don't need to know why.
Yes, they that's need just... to know. Do you see, we have certain wild party animal readers that want to rock and roll all night and party yeah. all day.
Yeah.
Okay, don't ever forget that.
No.
So, myself and you included, yeah. obviously.
Well, we'll be going on somewhere,
I presume. Well, of course, we'll be going on to an exclusive
members
pub next
only,
door.
Members only club.
Members only.
Those are the sort of places I go to. I don't,
oh, I see. Well, perhaps yeah. you can bring me with you.
Well,
you know.
You have to... Yeah, members only
I'm
for a reason.
I'm with John.
Yeah.
I'm with John.
I'll leave your name on the door.
Oh, cheers. Yeah. yeah, yeah. So, look, the reason it has to come what may, it's going to end at night, is because apparently,
public
and this
transport.
Is the bit I don't understand, our readers tend to be of a certain age demographic. And they want to leave at night to get the last bus, to get the last train. They've got work in the morning.
Yeah, of course they have. It's a Tuesday night, Mick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tuesday night, West Hampstead Arts Club, 7 p.m. start. Between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m.,
yes.
how will we be delighting them, Mick? How will we be
well,
repaying the faith they've shown by purchasing a ticket?
Oh, by the way... Tickets.
We'll do that in a minute. Just tell us about the show first.
Blimey.
You don't go
okay.
when you're in a shop. You don't go to, when you walk through the door of a shop. You don't say, "Oh, can I have your money now?"
Yeah.
Before you have a look around
it's
at what
you
want.
Quite a good idea, though,
you?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it's.
Listen. What's wrong with that?
Well,
I like the idea. The reader. Comes
would you go
to the
back
door.
Into that shop if that's what happened to you?
I've got your money. I don't yeah. care. No, what's going to happen is that. 2 45-minute sets. Yeah. I was going to say
acoustic is the first set. Yeah.
Usually the intermission is 15 minutes. Oh. I don't know what it will be here. God. All I know is...
You're really mithering, aren't you? All you need to say is it's two sets. It's going to be two
with
experiences.
With an intermission.
With an intermission when everyone can get a drink.
Or go to the toilet.
They're that,
old. They need to go to the toilet.
There's not that many people going that we even... You know,
Because
the capacity... Well, it's not Wembley Stadium,
not
is
yet.
It? It's not like
not
you have
yet.
To ring a bell to get everyone back in their seats. It would just involve one of us going... Should we start the second bit now?
This time next year, John.
And a couple of people at the bar go, hang on, can we just finish getting... Yeah, sure.
No, see, we'll that's start. Where you're wrong. We don't say yeah, sure, because we got to be done by 9 p.m.
9 o'clock, that's right, but
that's
we will
right.
be. So there's two sets. What's in the first set?
Okay. In the first set is you and me
yeah.
delighting the readers.
With our greatest hits.
Oh, is
not
that
our greatest
doing?
Hits.
Oh, I thought we were going to make it up as we yeah. go along, like
yeah.
we normally do.
Yeah.
No. We will be visiting various highlights.
Yeah.
But I think, John, we should involve the readers a little bit. They may have questions.
Well, they may well have questions. I certainly have questions to ask of them. So it will be there will be a dollar. But the point being that will be recorded for
yes.
an episode of the pod.
Yes. It will be recorded for an episode of the pod. I was going to say live stream, but I
don't
know if it will.
It's going to be so good. Yeah.
It's
not going to be live stream. Why would it be live stream?
Why not? Could you adjust your mic a
little bit?
You
need a 20-second delay, apart from anything else, the old nonsense you come out with.
No,
in case there's a libel.
This is raw.
In case there's a libel, I have to press the button.
This is raw, naked truth. People demand it.
Yeah, so anyway, there's a set of the usual nonsense first.
No, nonsense.
And then the second
serious
set,
debate. It'll be a bit like question time.
Yeah.
How's that music go? Diddle 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 diddle. Question time. How's it go? Ding 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 digga 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 digga. Like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that. Yes, and then there'll be an intermission.
Yeah.
Which John isn't
which
interested how
which
long that is.
Which you've already gone
saying,
into in great depth.
I'm saying could be 15 minutes, okay? Probably
could
15
be longer.
Minutes.
Could be longer.
I doubt it.
It depends how many people
gotta
behind.
Be out by nine.
Depends how many people are behind
nine.
The bar.
What?
Depends if we've only got one person behind the bar.
Right, so that's the first half. No chaos there at all.
No.
second half, an even more special experience, because, John, we will have a special guest.
A special guest, you say?
A very special guest.
Oh, so it's going to be someone really exciting.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
And that person is Ginger Wildheart.
Wow.
Of the Wildheart.
A proper rock star.
Best rock star these benighted isles have produced in 30 years.
Yeah. But we're not just going to be doing one of your grovelly interviews, are we? Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so fantastic. Oh, I really love your new album, which I haven't listened to.
Do you like which Motorhead?
Track three. Yeah, track three. Oh, everybody loves Ace of Spades. So we won't be doing that.
No, of course not.
We'll be talking about the old days.
The old days.
We'll be talking about the days he worked at Kerrang as my lackey.
Oh,
yeah,
that's really what we do.
We'll be talking about the day he got sacked by Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure Jim will be delighted to hear all this.
We'll be talking about the birth of the Wildhearts and just how crazy those guys were.
Yeah,
all of that. We're talking about the Choir Boys. We're talking about Wolfsbane, all those people that you toured with.
And we're going to talk about the Wildhearts, the most innovative rock band this country ever produced.
That's what we're not interested in. How did you write track three? Because it's my favourite. We're not doing that.
Have you ever heard me ask someone how they wrote a song?
Oh,
I know how they write the songs.
I've got a whole book of it here. Led Zeppelin.
That's not about writing songs.
Oh,
that's about devil worship. And
Jimmy, you went to Headley Grange and wrote Stairway to Heaven. That's in there. I've seen it.
That's Jimmy. You went to Headley Grange and you lived in the haunted room with the painting on the wall, which one day would be sheep and the next day wolves.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's the sort of painting I'd do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on a serious note, the first half will be us.
Yeah,
and the second half will be us and Ginger.
So you'd have to get there on time. Yeah, no, do get there on time. The first half will be good. And then the second half is us and Ginger.
Ginger, you bet. He is very good live. Well, doesn't everybody know?
He's not. Can you confirm he won't be bringing his guitar, though?
I want him to bring his guitar.
Do, but, you know.
See, me and Ginger, we could come up with magic together.
This is exactly what I fear. If he brings his guitar, it'll deteriorate into some sort of sing-along.
Very much
with
hope
Nick Wall
he brings
along
his
the
guitar.
Lines of, this is a rebel song. It would just be, you know.
Brilliant. I agree. It'd be brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
Now, listen, Ginger is playing in town in London that week. It's his birthday
that week.
Well, because it's going to be a very, very special occasion.
Exactly. So we don't need to talk about his other gigs, do we?
Oh, okay. Let's
not talk about his other gigs. Let's talk about the gig he's doing with us.
Wow.
That's the only one that counts. Because the other order of business we need to address before we go off on needless digressions about whether Ginger's bringing his guitar
better
or not
be.
Are
making magic live
tickets.
Yes.
Tickets. Now, because we are not being, you know, we're not being booked by Doc McGee here. We're not being booked by a major American promoter.
Leave Doc McGee out of
whatever.
This.
I'm just using him. We're not being booked
Usual
by Pete. We're not
Rod.
Being booked by Peter Grant or someone like that.
Well, he's dead. So.
Yeah. We're starting off in a modest capacity, I would say.
They begged us to do the Hammersmith.
They
Odeon.
Did. They did, but we couldn't do that.
No.
So we're doing limited availability of tickets.
Yeah,
there
aren't a lot of tickets. It's almost like a secret gig.
It's a bit like a secret gig. There aren't loads of tickets, and some of them have already sold.
Yes, yes. So where can you buy them?
Yeah.
You keep talking, I'll find
out. So there are, I don't know, I think there are sort of 30-something tickets left, about that number as we speak. So you're going to need to get in quick.
Yes, but if there's enough demand, you know, we could be like,
oh, we'll go to another venue.
Added,
we'll do two nights.
We've added a night.
No, we won't be doing
by
that.
By popular demand.
I hate it when, as the old Rod Small thing, oh, we done Donington.
Yeah.
And because you enjoyed it so much when we said
it would
be our only
gig.
We're now doing another load of gigs. Well, we're not doing that.
Oh, we're not doing that.
We're just doing this.
Okay, I might have to do that on my own.
See how many you get. See how many you get.
Oh, my God. You know, success has changed you. Do you know what I mean? You used to be a fairly unpleasant guy, but now yeah. I wouldn't let my daughter date you. Put it that way. I'm trying to find the fucking. Here we go. Right. If you go to all one word, wegottickets.com.
Wegottickets.com, you say?
Yes, John. Wegottickets.com.
That's all one word. Wegottickets.com. Yeah.
All one word. Yeah. Wegottickets. So don't forget to add this bit. .com.
Yeah.
So I'm now looking at that right now just to see what the deal is here. I can't read with a second. John, it's all here. Listen, doors open at 6 p.m.
Right, as we thought.
Show starts 7 p.m.
Be there.
All right. That's Aussie. Yeah. All right.
Oh, it's going to be so good. It's going to be unmissable.
It's 18 and over, by the way.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, so don't bring your fucking kids, because we will just leave them outside in a shed, won't we?
Yeah.
And give you the address.
Yeah.
It's 32 Mill Lane, London, NW6.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, it's very, very...
Sort of places I hang out. West Hampstead is sort of places I hang out.
The West Hampstead Arts Club, I have to say, is a magnificent venue. And they really do have a lot of amazing
sausage rolls.
What?
Sausage rolls.
They sell sausage rolls.
Do they sell sausage rolls? I hope they do.
It's probably a 50-50 on the night whether they do that. No, but they have mainly music.
Is it a good venue? Have they got sausage rolls?
They do mainly music.
Right.
But they also Pamela Daybar is doing a show.
We're not here to plug their other shows.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm just trying to say it's a cool venue.
Yeah.
Cool venue. It says here, Mick Wall's Monsters of Rock show featuring...
Hang on. It says what?
Mick Wall's Monsters of Rock show. Let me read the thing.
Seriously, that's what it's called.
It says, starring Johnny James Hotton and featuring... Johnny's James Hotton.
No, it doesn't.
We'll be presenting...
Piss off. It does not. Read out what it really says.
Featuring Johnny James Hotton.
No, go back to the start again. Go back to the start again and read the whole title that you have cooked up.
Not me.
No, the promoter. That's what you do. That's what you always do. You hide behind the... You go, oh, it wasn't me. They said it would be... It would be a much better chance of selling out if we called it this.
Yes, right. That's exactly what.
Right, and what is the title? What have they come up with? What have they come? You read it out.
Okay, it says here event information. Okay.
So can I just put that as an experiment?
Keep talking, yeah.
Put this up as an experiment, right? If you're one of the readers who's thinking, I don't want to go to this. This isn't going to be very good. Let's see if this now changes your mind. Read out the title.
There's no readers saying this won't be very good.
No, I know, but say theoretically.
What? Who gives a fuck, theoretically? Listen, mate, when they are cheering... Because the guy has
said to you...
When they are cheering from the rafters...
This is what we need to call it in order to sell the tickets.
Yes. Mick Wall's Monsters of Rock
Show.
So
the first words we need are Mick Wall.
Yes.
Right? Carry on.
Oh, very much so. I mean, not me, obviously. I strenuously objected. Featuring Johnny James. You know, for the rest of your life now, you're going to be Johnny James.
Yeah.
When people
that's write, all right. No, I don't mind that.
On my social, when they come in with...
I'm happy with
they
that.
Now refer to you as JJH.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that. I like that.
JJH, that's what they call
it. It's pretty good, isn't it?
We'll be presenting their podcast at the West Hampstead Arts Club on December the 12th, along with their very special guest, Ginger Wildheart. This is the bit I did right. Join us for rude jokes, horribly true stories,
yeah, there will
and
be those.
More.
Yeah, good. That's really good.
Yeah. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every word of this is true.
So have you, can I just ask, have you licensed the Monsters of Rock trademark?
No, I already had it in the 80s and I had a television show. They have to come to me.
Oh. Is that what you think?
No, I know.
That's why they had to call it Download now, because you owned the
that's right.
Monsters of Rock
name. You know these cruises? You see the Monsters of Rock Cruise.
You get a take. You get a bit of that.
Oh, I'm the boss.
Yeah. Okay. You're the captain.
I tell you a funny
captain of the ship.
I tell you a funny
captain
story.
Captain Mick.
One of our dear supporters, Olivia, approached the Monsters of Rock cruise
right
to see if they would take us.
Take us where?
On the cruise.
Really?
Mick Walls, but you know Monsters that of Rock Show, I wouldn't want starring to get... Johnny James Houghton and featuring Johnny James
Houghton.
Hang on,
she asked if we did without asking us, because I wouldn't go on that.
No, she asked me.
Yeah. Oh,
I
right.
knew you so wouldn't just, fucking yeah. go, so I said, just find out. I thought if they come back and say, look, here's a shit ton of dough.
Saudi money. You wouldn't, I'd go for that.
If they came back with Saudi money.
Oh, if they paid me to
you
go.
You don't
want
to go to the fucking
I thought you
Bahamas.
Meant, I thought you meant if I'd just go on the cruise. Not if they're paying me, I'll
do a show, you fool. Oh, okay, we yeah. podcast.
Yeah, all right, go on. Kat.
Live stream.
Continue.
Live stream. Yeah. You see, streaming on a boat on the cruise... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all copacetic.
Yeah.
Right. So, what else can we tell you? Now, we've been...
So, anyway, you didn't tell us what they said. They presumably said no.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew it, you see. There you go. Just another one of your disappointing emails.
No. No, they didn't
dear
say
Mick,
that. No, in fairness...
Thank you for your recent
no, I didn't.
Not
dear Mick. I didn't
unfortunately.
An intermediary... I'm a professional. I don't approach
thanks
people.
So much for
they
thinking of
me.
Us. Thanks
no.
for thinking of us. But
I'll tell you what they said. No. I'll tell you what they fucking said. You know what? We're gonna have to divert
we're
here
name
for a second.
And shame.
I fucking
that's
am.
Why you should come to the show because all the bits that we can't.
Oh yeah.
There'll be a before... bit, see, there'll be a bit when the microphones are turned on but not recording. That's when you'll hear the real. Stories.
Well, actually, that's a good point. There will be stuff. There always is stuff, that isn't there, that we're not supposed to say?
Yeah.
But we're going to say it.
Yeah.
Can I just say, just to...
And also, Ginger is completely uncontrollable.
I bloody hope so.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we want from Ginger. I'll tell you what, I don't know when you last spoke to Ginger, but he's fucking
I don't
great.
Know. I don't
company.
Speak to Ginger.
Very intelligent. As you say, unpredictable. Well, that's what you want.
Yeah.
We're not bringing on the Human League, are we?
No. No.
We're not bringing on Michael Bublé.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No.
I can't think of a boring guy. We're not bringing on... Go on, say it.
No, I'm not going to say it because it's a friend of yours. I'm not saying it.
Wow. I haven't got any friends.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Go on, say it.
No.
Not going to bring on. Go on.
No, I'm not going to say it. When we get when we get to the real show, I'll say it.
Oh, yeah. Great. Okay. Well, I'm not going to read that email out now because
no,
I'm sad.
Don't.
Yeah.
I'm
sad. Yeah.
It made him sad. Mick got a sad email, everyone.
All right, I'm going to read it. Right. Just before we went live today, I received an email from my agent. Yeah.
Because there's a third part of the show where me and Mick just run over the bitter rejections we've had throughout our working
Do you know
lives.
That is a very
it's like
good idea?
It's like Partridge. It's like, needless to say, I had the last laugh.
So, first half of the show, you and I, very, you know, orderly.
Sunny, funny. Yeah. The usual stuff.
Up-to-date news
yeah.
on all the relevant
readers'
stuff.
Questions, anything you want to know.
Anything. Anything.
We'll tell you.
Anything. And if he won't tell you about him, I will. And vice versa, no doubt. Second part of the show, Ginger Wildheart, which honestly is going to be amazing. I mean, Ginger, come on.
Yeah.
But then when the show is over at 9, for any readers not so decrepit they have to fucking sprint off, you and I will be at the bar having a informal, posthumous...
Meet and greet.
Meet and greet, yeah. Like that. More of a meet and wine.
Will it be like...
Meet and moan. We're going to have a meet and moan.
Yeah,
we'll have a meet and
moan. Yeah.
We're going to have a meet and moan. Well, I'm going to tell you what's going on in my sad career. And you can tell everybody how your career is soaring. Which will be nice for me.
Yeah,
you've
bitterness.
Got a good agent, haven't you? You've got a good agent.
Yes, I've got a lovely agent. In fact, I've got two, in fact.
Huh? You've got two agents?
We've got a film agent as well.
You bastard. Yeah, could be just me on the night. But we'll see, we'll see. So that's Mick Wall's Monsters of Rock show featuring Johnny James Hotton with special guest Ginger Wildheart. 12th of December.
12th of December, you say, Mick?
12th of December, I say, John.
At the West Hampstead Arts Club. Tickets on sale now, but limited. I can't stress that enough. Limited.
Yeah, and the tickets are, if you buy from this site, £12.50 plus a £1 booking fee.
Yeah, I get that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I insisted on that.
Do you? Well, you put a lot of work into it, haven't you? You know, all that extra time you've put in on your social media and all that stuff, you know. Yes, I don't know who fucking gets that, but it ain't us. So it's £12.50 a ticket. Well worth it. You know, money, well, value for
in
money.
In fact, Mick will return your money if you haven't enjoyed it. And it as and he always does.
And here, I mean, here is
I quite
my
often
guarantee.
See a queue of dissatisfied people at his, the door
no,
of
that's
his house.
No, that's a queue of publishers asking for their advance back. Because we're going in another direction.
Yeah.
I am going to read that fucking email in it. So that's the gig. Now, we were talking, John, weren't we? We were talking about stuff we could do at the gig.
Yeah, I will approach the mic
well,
when I have something to
approach
say.
Because he's sitting back at the wall. He's smoking a cheroot. And he's just acting nonchalant. Nonchalant. Yes. Oh, you're back now. Okay. So, we've been discussing items, haven't we? Things we could have. Too many to have at this show, but in future shows.
Oh, right. There will be future shows, will there?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
see how
we'll
this one
see.
Goes.
Exactly. So let's
but I'm
just
sure
see
this
how this
will
goes,
be
yeah.
a huge success. I mean, the problem is, I've been thinking seriously about this, is what do we do with the hundreds outside begging to get in?
Yeah.
What do we do? I mean, there could be a riot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it, is it? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's be honest, there probably won't be. Yeah.
What makes you say that?
Well, when have you ever been involved in a riot?
Well, young man, you know. No, I'm worried about the overspill.
Yeah.
Because you have to be concerned about these things, you know.
Yeah.
They might have to block off the road. Local constabulary, helicopters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could be, couldn't it? So you have to be very mindful. We're very mindful on
mindful of the citizens of West Hampstead.
Mindful of humanity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
humanity,
which is
John.
What you are, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we can't fit in all these great things at this first show. But
maybe
they are
the
going to unravel.
When we go on the Monsters of Rock cruise...
No, I'm talking about these shows. We're going to do more of these. Dude, we're going to do more of these by popular demand. I've got a couple that I think John isn't so keen on, but I've got a couple that I think are great. We're going to have some T-shirts at some point, aren't we?
Oh, so let's not... See, you're doing it again.
Why am I doing it again?
Well, like, it was first mooted, we might do a show.
I didn't say we got them. I'm saying we're going to.
Oh, we're doing this, we're doing that.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
No, it's happening. It's happening as we speak.
Yeah. But now,
happening as we speak, I've got one of the world's greatest artists working on ideas for
Kirk
Cobain.
You've got him to do with the logo, which says massive writing, Mick Wall's Monsters of Rock. Yeah, good. Oh, good. I'm sure he's doing some great T-shirts with, let's guess what, huge letters, Mick Wall.
No,
who
no,
doesn't want
no.
a T-shirt that says that?
Well, that's a fair question. Yeah, I agree with you. Who doesn't? Yeah. I mean, No, we should definitely have a t-shirt with that picture on it. Definitely, should we? The picture. I tell you what, when the great Raizel came up.
Raizel is a great artist, but he's just been sadly misdirected.
No,
by
fuck off.
Whoever is commissioning.
I sent him the photo you sent me.
No, I'm not arguing about the picture.
Shut up, listen, stop interrupting. I sent him the picture you sent me of you. I sent him the picture of me that is on the podcast. And what's come back looks like fucking Lex Luthor and the Wolfman.
Yeah.
Look, hang on a second, John. I mean, I love you dearly.
But where...
But hang on.
Yeah, that's... I think that looks exactly like me.
Your eyebrows
where can
are
I
like
see
steaks.
Where can I see this picture, Mick?
What do you mean?
Where is it, the picture you're talking about? Where can people
see
it? Where?
On my official Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
Instagram.
Right, great.
Patreon.
Lovely.
There is a small...
What about...
There is a small entrance.
What about that my... What's it called? MyTickets.com.
Oh, sorry. Hang on. All one word.
Yeah.
We got tickets.
We got tickets. That's what
last
it's called.
Part.
MyTickets.com.
Don't forget that.
If you want to see the picture we're talking about, it's on there.
Yeah. Lex Luthor and the fucking Wolfman.
That's all right.
I got a shock. Apparently, he's drawn me as if I'm bald.
It's astonishing.
I know.
Why did he
bastard.
Do that?
That's for my beard. I don't have a beard. I just have designer stuff.
Is that what it is?
Either that or just, you know, just got out of bed look. Because I'm always in bed, you know. I'm like Jason King, you know. Do you remember? You don't remember Jason?
No.
Probably just as well.
Yeah.
So, not this show, but in future shows, we will have T-shirts.
Very good, very good.
Kirk Cobain.
Yeah, that's
be.
My idea. So that's my T-shirt. I'm supervising the design of that.
Oh, are you?
Not you.
I'm doing.
Because otherwise, it's going to say Mick Wall.
No, that's the whole point. It's going to say just Kirk Cobain. None of these.
I'll be doing that one. You concentrate on your other ones. Other ones are you doing?
The dealer. So a couple of people, one guy wrote in, so funny, he goes, talking about Motley Crue, and he goes, the trouble is, he goes, I can't even say Motley Crue anymore without adding
the dealer. You can't, but can we say two things before we sign off today?
Oh, here we go.
We're
signing off.
Yeah, because we've done the
have
stuff.
Have we?
The show.
Oh, you've done it, yeah.
Right.
I'll carry on when he's
two
gone.
Things. One, the Mick Mars video that you sent me. The dealer has struck. The dealer has got in first.
I love
it. Motley Crue have been talking about this album that none of them play on, but that's got all these great songs and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
The dealer has got a song out.
The dealer has dealt.
And it, not only has he got a song out, he's got a video out as well. And it's
fucking
cool.
Dealer, man.
And it's on YouTube. And it's cool.
It really is.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's good.
Well, I do know what it's called, but I'm not going to tell you, obviously.
No. And the other thing is, this might take me, I don't know if...
Go on. What are you doing now? Looking up... What?
Well, no, talking of excellent information that comes in over the wires.
Oh, yeah.
And substantiates, you know, exclusive stories written many decades
we're
ago.
We're into an episode of Yes, Minister here,
actually,
and you're Sir Humphrey.
When actually... The people that wrote them were laughed at. The people that wrote them were mocked.
When you say the people,
stories.
Do you mean you?
No.
You mean you.
I'm just saying.
John, can I just tell you something?
Stories.
John, can I just tell you something?
Were
there were
mocked.
No people. There were no people. It was just you.
All right. Okay. But then little did all the other tossers know.
Oh, tossers.
However many years later it is from 1987.
Like 50 fucking years later.
Yeah. I would get a tweet or an
who
X
knew
or whatever
you'd get a tweet.
Whoever knew that
from
would
a
even
mental
exist.
Case out
that's
there.
No, from a reader called Painland. Good name.
But hang on. Painland.
Was
that all one word?
Yeah, it
but
is.
No
yeah.
dot com
yeah.
on the end.
No, it's no. just it's this is Twitter. Painland. It's just
well, it
called Painland.
Legitimate to me.
Okay. So read your Nikki Six article from 2020. I think what he means is my piece about Matthew Tripp.
Uh-huh.
That because Matthew Tripp obviously was Nikki
who
Six.
Who was Matthew Tripp?
For a brief period of time.
I don't think we've mentioned him every fucking
shut
pod,
up.
Have we?
Mm. oddly enough, when my buddy and I were in about eighth grade, okay, so this is going back, obviously, eighth grade for UK readers would be when you're about 13. Yeah, so, yeah, you know, junior school, no, senior school.
All right, we get it. Go on.
Eighth grade. We were looking at Circus or Hit Parader magazine, one of the two interchangeable heavy metal magazines.
From in America.
In America, from the...
I used to write for Faces.
Yeah, that's why that one's not going. Yeah. Circus or Hit Parader magazine. And absolutely knew that Nikki Sixx, that Nikki...
Yeah. See, when you're and in the, absolutely you can't knew, write no, with two arms tied together in a jacket
and absolutely
in a funny
knew
room.
That Nikki had a stand-in, had a stand-in. This is why I couldn't read this sentence properly, because he needs two ins in it. And absolutely knew that Nikki had a stand-in in the mag.
Ooh.
It was not, yeah, in the picture in Hit Parader or Circus. It was not him. 1983, this is, maybe. We were diehard fans. So
well, that's
now it's all coming out. Yeah. Other people thought it. It wasn't just me.
Well, I have to say, John, that's pretty conclusive.
Well, I'm just saying that's the kind of thing that's come in.
I have to say, shocking new evidence.
More power to us.
It just completely changes my view of history.
But then even Bob Rock, let's not go over this, but even Bob Rock has said Nikki Sixx has only just learned to play the bass.
I think those are two separate
things. No, then how can they be separate?
Well, yeah, I see you make a strong point.
Yeah, exactly.
You make a strong point.
Anyway, that's... That and more will be at the first 17
the first
hours
time
of
you
the
say
live
Matthew
show.
Tripp, mate, there's going to be a shepherd's crook around your neck dragging you off the stage.
We'll see.
People were suggesting for how we should come on. They were saying we should do like a Kiss and like come down from the rafters. Or...
You should. That would be quite funny.
It's
that'd
a
be
club.
Like
the, I don't think that, I have got any, that'd be I like got when any I saw, rafters.
When I saw Rammstein and the singer came on from the ceiling dressed as a hunchback.
Yeah. Oh. Dressed as a hunchback?
Yeah, he was just a hunchback, yeah. No. He was on a big globe dressed as a hunchback. It was amazing.
So you're going to do that?
No, I think you should.
Oh,
Dave.
Okay.
You
mean
you're halfway there.
I think you should. You know what you should do?
Yeah, no.
Because when I look at you... No, let me know. I look at you and I go, do you know who this guy is?
Yeah.
Sort of staggering around the stage. You're Eddie the Ed.
No.
Eddie the Ed... But 1983 version, so not that good, really. But very tall and sort of lanky and like, oh, fuck's going
on. Oh, yeah. You're finished now, have you?
Yeah. Yes, I have, Eddie.
And on that bomb.
No, show. No, I've got one more for you.
Oh,
so we're
going
to have T-shirts, not at this show, but we're going to have T-shirts, kitchen aprons, oven gloves. But also, I think we should have at some gig somewhere... Someday.
Somewhere in time.
We should have a competition for Lisa Dominique lookalikes. And the best one gets a free ticket and an autograph and a kiss from Johnny James Rock.
That is the most ridiculous
brilliant idea.
Idea.
Now, I've already discussed it with our promoter and he thinks it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's getting in touch with us.
This promoter agreed to it being called
He didn't
the
agree.
Of Rock.
He insisted.
Yeah, exactly. Who is this person? I demand to meet them when we go to the show.
Oh, you'll meet him,
yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I will be meeting
him. Oh, yeah, you'll
don't
be meeting him.
That.
And they dole out like this. Like, there's you and me. One for you, Mick. One for you, John. Two for you, Mick. Two for you, John. Three for you, Mick. Three for you, John. And on that bombshell,
on that
if
bombshell.
The readers have any suggestions, by the way, we'd love to hear them.
Yeah, please do write in,
we?
Yeah. Especially if they're about Matthew Tripp. Okay, thank you.
All Lisa Dominique.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Time. What's the time? stop this, Fern?